from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And of course, I've got a number of emails to give to the pharmacists. We're going to take calls in a few minutes here, and we'll do that next hour as well. Ben, how have you been?
George Norrie, long time no talk to, buddy. How you feeling?
I like that. Ben, how have you been?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Doing good, George?
Yep, all good.
All right, good.
Tell me now, why would fasting,
I love that,
intermittent fasting, boost your body's ability to fight
George,
cancer?
George, that just warmed the cockles of my heart when I heard you say that. And I did read that article, actually. I've been talking about that for years. Calorie intake is the single most controllable and modifiable lifestyle factor that we can employ to feel better, to live longer, and to address all 100% of chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer. And I tell people when they have cancer, fast, reduce caloric intake. You see, George, when we eat a food, it requires work to process. And that's a good food. That's if we're eating quality food. But if we're eating the kind of foods most of us are subsisting on, ultra-processed food, not only does the body have to deal with that food, the caloric intake, rerouting nutritional resources to processing that food, but now it has to deal with toxicity on top of that. When you're fighting cancer, when you're dealing with cancer, you need to mobilize every single one of your nutritional resources to fight that disease. Not just cancer, but all chronic degenerative diseases require nutritional resources. So the question becomes, would you rather spend your nutritional resources on digesting your food, or would you rather spend it on fighting your cancer, or on living longer, or on feeling better, or on building muscle? All the good stuff in life requires nutrition, and if you're using, expending those nutritional substances, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, on digesting your food, you're not going to have it for fighting diseases. You're not going to have it for building tissue. You're not going to have it for all the good stuff in life. So the question becomes, do you want to spend your nutrition on digesting your food, or do you want to spend it on longevity and growth and repair and fighting disease? Fasting is the single most important thing you can do, the single most powerful strategy you can do, and the cheapest and most inexpensive strategy that you can employ, health strategy that you can employ to live longer, feel better, and deal with chronic degenerative diseases. You know, George, there are 51% of Americans who have a chronic degenerative disease in this country, and almost 30% have two or more chronic degenerative diseases.
Yep.
This is a horrible, horrific situation that we're dealing with in terms of our health. And, you know, I like to follow the news, and I like following politics, but none of that is important when you're dying of a disease or when you're suffering from some kind of chronic ailment, all of which is modifiable and controllable by simple strategies. Changing the way you eat, getting on a good nutritional supplement program, exercising, meditating, connecting with spirituality, working on thoughts. All of these things have such powerful, have such a powerful impact on our life, yet we have to medicalize everything. This is really the problem with our health situation. We think it's a medical situation. Health is about lifestyle, with the exception of course, traumas, getting into accidents, which happens. These inevitable things that are part and parcel of being alive. Those happen, and that's what medicine should be reserved for.
And they're very good at that.
They're amazing at that. They can stitch things back on, and they can repair things, and they can heal bones and aneurysms and all kinds of traumatic injuries. But when it comes to diabetes, when it comes to gastrointestinal health problems, autoimmunity, mental health issues, inflammatory issues of all kinds, the medical model is helpless. It's not set up for that. It's like, George, if you have a carpenter, and he's the best carpenter in the world, he can build the best cabinets in the world, the best furniture in the world, and you say to him, I want you to fix my transmission in my car. He's going to take a hammer, and he's going to take a nail, and he's going to try and fix your transmission in your engine, and he's going to destroy it. And this is the situation we have when we go to the when we interact with the medical models to deal with diabetes, or autoimmunity, or a skin problem. These are not medical issues. And really, this is a mindset and a paradigm that we have to get in through our heads, that our health challenges, in large part, are about how we live our lives, and it starts with food. There is not a single, George, not a single chronic health challenge that is not related to the intestine, to bacteria in the intestine, and to what's called leaky gut. And I'm talking cancer, and I'm talking heart disease, the two leading causes of death. I'm talking autoimmunity. I'm talking movement disorders and neurological issues, including dementias and Parkinson's disease. These are all intestinal issues that are associated with the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the intestine, the bacteria that are translocated in the small intestine in a condition that's called SIBO. I don't know if you've heard of this, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, leaky gut, and the release and secretion of a molecule called histamine that is released into the bloodstream that is linked to every single chronic disease there is, including cancer and heart disease. And by working on intestinal health, which of course starts with food, you can immediately, I'm talking immediately, on day one, start to resolve every single chronic health challenge that you can name. Now, cancer is a little bit tricky because the switch is turned on with cancer, but even cancer, the symptoms of cancer, as well as the symptoms of chemotherapy, can be mitigated by these digestive health strategies.
Now, what if you fast a little bit and supplement at the same time? Is that all good for you?
Yes. Heck yes. Heck yes. And even not, George, even not fasting. Fasting's great. Make no mistake about it. But even just caloric restriction, George, we need 1,200 calories a day. You can do fine on 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. Most of us are getting double and triple that amount.
Or more.
Or more, right. A Big Mac has almost 1,000 calories in it. That's a whole day's calories. You know, a Slurpee has 1,200 calories in it, a big Slurpee. So these are the kinds of burdens we're putting on our body intentionally, volitionally. We're doing it to ourselves, George, and there's so much power in changing the way we put food into our body. Look, the body's main job is to turn food into energy. That's its main job. By ingesting these high calories and ingesting these ultra-processed foods and ingesting these foods that don't have nutrition in it, we're burdening the body to the extent that we have these kinds of health challenges. And it's so easy to control. This is what I've been talking about for years, and Doc as well. Health is simple. We have made it so complicated, not the people, not the individuals, the model, the corporate medical model has created this complexity to health and to the disease process that makes the average person feel helpless. What we are about at Youngevity and what I'm about personally and Doc as well is empowering people, helping people understand that they have control over their disease process. They have control over longevity. You know, every year longevity drops, George. Every year cancer rates go up. You know, there's a thing now called cancer of the youth, and that's cancer that occurs in people who are under the age of 50. And these cancer rates are increasing, and specifically gastrointestinal cancers are increasing. I wonder why. Think of what we're putting in the intestine. And that's what I'm telling you, George. It starts with intestinal health, which, of course, means food, it means nutritional supplements for the intestine, and it means caloric restriction, fasting, as well as intermittent fasting.
The website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set another record for Pharmacist Ben. Just go there with your cell phone, go there with your laptop, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance to get the information he talks about, 1-855-949-7234. A couple emails in for you, Ben, before we take calls. From Bart, wants to know if there's any supplements to help prevent hair loss.
Hair loss. That's associated with the male hormone testosterone and a breakdown product of testosterone called DHT. And by the way, if you're dealing with any male hormone issues, testosterone issues, or for that matter, female hormone issues, the most important focus should be on blood sugar. There's a very close relationship between testosterone and insulin. And insulin resistance, which is also known as metabolic syndrome, by the way, Doc has a new book out called Metabolic Syndrome, which explains the impact of changes in blood sugar, disruptions in blood sugar control, and pretty much all chronic health challenges. And by the way, there's an intimate relationship between the intestine and the blood sugar system and between bile and the gallbladder and the blood sugar system. So the most important thing you can do for testosterone is work on your blood sugar. I'd be getting on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, the Longevity Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, as well as the Zero Test, reducing your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates and sweets and sugars, and then perhaps throwing in a couple testosterone-boosting nutrients like zinc, which is one of the most important nutrients you can take for testosterone. Longevity has a great product called OptiZinc, as well called ZincFX, I'm sorry, and then also essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs.
Misty writes, now listen to this. Does pharmacist Ben know about Charcot-Marie tooth disease?
Charcot-Marie, have you heard of that?
I had to look it up and found out it has nothing to do with a tooth.
It doesn't have anything to do with a tooth.
It's about nerve damage.
It was actually a gal
in the body.
There's actually a gal. I think it's named after a lady named Charcot-Marie Tooth. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a nerve disease. It's a hereditary nerve disease associated with the nerves in the arms and the legs and the extremities. It could also sometimes be associated with, unfortunately, with things that are injected into the bloodstream, perhaps even vaccinations. And the way you want to deal with these kinds of health issues is work with electrolytes, B vitamins, and essential fatty acids. Those are the most important things for all nerve health challenges. Of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is loaded with the B vitamins. Essential fats are very important for the covering on the nerves. The ultimate EFAs will help you there. And by the way, cholesterol is extremely important for all neural health challenges, as I'm sure you know from listening to Doc. He's been talking about the importance of cholesterol for nerves and for the brain. Cholesterol is unspeakably valuable. You know, George, if you wanted to suppress the health of an entire culture, a great strategy would be to give them a poison that shut down their cholesterol production. By shutting down cholesterol production, not only do you impact the nervous system and the brain and the muscles, but with suppression of cholesterol, you're also going to end up with deficiencies in bile and deficiencies in all of the hormones that come from cholesterol, including your stress management hormones and your youth and fertility hormones.
Would that pill be called a statin?
You better believe it would be called a statin. And I can think of no better way to suppress the health of a culture than to poison the production of the most fundamental molecule in the body, which is cholesterol. Make no mistake about it, George. It is the most fundamental building molecule in the body, and it is the molecule that makes animals different from plants. Plants don't make cholesterol. Only animals do, because cholesterol is important for movement, ambulation, and it's also important for the nervous system. Plants don't have a nervous system. Plants don't move. They don't need cholesterol. Animals need cholesterol. Humans need cholesterol. And for Charcot-Marie tooth disease or any other neural health challenge, make sure that your body is producing cholesterol. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that you're using your essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs.
Brent, we're going to take a short break and come back and start phone calls with you, and we'll do it next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. Operators are there taking notes to what he says. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, listening to Rebecca there from criticalhealthnews.com reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you. A lot of people are using the diabetic drug Ozempic to lose weight.
Bad idea.
Tell us why.
I'll tell you why. Because you lose weight, but that doesn't mean you lose fat. Yes, you lose some fat, but you also lose muscle. There's a condition now called Ozempic face. Have you heard of this? And also Ozempic butt. And that is the end result of deterioration of the muscle and the connective tissue that holds everything in place. In response to the Ozempic. So you don't just lose fat, you lose everything. When people want to lose weight, they don't want to lose lean muscle mass.
No,
they don't want to
not.
Lose connective tissue, they don't want to lose fat. And Ozempic does not distinguish between muscle mass, lean muscle mass, and connective tissue and body fat. Listen, you can't pharmacologicalize, if that's the right word, your way to health. You can't pharmacologicalize your way to longevity. You can't pharmacologicalize your way to looking good. That is a lie that is perpetuated by corporate interests that could give a rat's you-know-what about human beings. At the end of the day, pharmacology should be reserved for emergencies and emergencies only. And, of course, we know that if you're in tremendous pain, pain pills can be helpful. If you have a hypertensive crisis, antihypertensives in the short term can be helpful. If you have a debilitating inflammatory health challenge, steroids in the short term can be helpful. But they're not supposed to make you healthy. They're supposed to reduce the symptoms of disease and trauma. That's it. You can't take a drug and be better off for it apart from reducing emergency symptomology. Ozempic is a bad idea, and all diabetic drugs are bad ideas. Because at the end of the day, George, diabetes, or as I like to call it, dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar, is an eating issue. And it involves digestive health, as well as blood sugar health, and the health of the adrenal glands and the stress hormone system. That's how we want to think about health. This idea of being sick, having a health issue, having a lifestyle health issue, having a chronic disease, and immediately going for medical intervention or pharmacological intervention doesn't serve human beings. And this is why we've got more drugs, thousands of drugs, we got more doctors, we got more hospitals, we got more protocols than any other culture in the history of mankind, and we're simultaneously the sickest, the most obese, and the most cancer-ridden culture of any culture in the history of man. It's because we have medicalized what is supposed to be lifestyle. We've created complexity with what should be simple. And this is why things like intermittent fasting and nutritional supplementation and breathing and relaxation strategies are the ways we want to look at health. The human body is designed to be healthy. Look, every time you cut yourself, George, what happens? The next day, that cut heals. You don't have to think about it. It's automatic. The body is a homeostatic system that automatically pulls the ups or pulls the ups down and pulls the downs up. It adjusts. It's responsive. It has an ability to be intelligent and regulate the biochemistry in response to what's going on in the environment. And we just want to leverage that. God gave us a body made up of cells that are intelligent. All we need to do is feed it and breathe it and relax it, and there's not a single health challenge that will not immediately resolve. You cannot say that about pharmacology.
To the phones we go, and we'll do it next hour as well. East of the Rockies, Vaughn is in Texas. Hey, Vaughn, go ahead, sir.
Hey, my mom is turning 92 years old, and she's having symptoms of Alzheimer's. I read about insulin-degrading enzyme, how it gets rid of the intracellular insulin and its receptors, you know, to help the signaling process and stuff. And I was wondering, what is it that I can do nutritionally or otherwise to help out?
Great question. George, got to love your smart listeners.
They're the best.
Vaughn, you know your stuff. Alzheimer's dementia should be considered first and foremost a blood sugar condition. Secondly, an intestinal condition. Thirdly, adrenal glands and stress related. So what you want to do first, as you say, is start to work with the blood sugar system. And that means, A, avoiding the intake of processed foods and sugary foods. B, getting on the healthy blood sugar pack. The faster you get on that healthy blood sugar pack, the faster you're going to notice results with your mom. I used to give my dad had Alzheimer's. I used to visit him in the nursing home, and I would give him Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And let me tell you something. As he was drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I could see clarity come back into his eyes. Now, the nurses and the folks at the nursing home, they didn't want him using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, so I had to smuggle it in. But as he was drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I noticed the difference. So get your mom on the healthy blood sugar pack. Start using nutritional support if you can by reducing her intake of fast-burning carbohydrates, the foods that a lot of they feed you in nursing homes, the breads and the cakes and the pastas and the rice and the potatoes, and replace it with things like bone broth and organ meats and fish and seafood. Seafood especially is high in omega fats, which are very important for the brain. And then, as I say, the healthy blood sugar pack, and I would also throw in the ultimate niacin. You know, George, one of the signs of niacin deficiency is dementia. And you got to wonder how many folks are in nursing homes suffering with dementia when it's really nothing more than a simple niacin deficiency. One of Youngevity's most important brain health products is the Ultimate Niacin. So I would get your mom on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack and throw in the Ultimate Niacin.
Doc loves a new product called I-26.
Oh, my gosh, George, that stuff is a miracle. You know, we were talking earlier about SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So you have, you know, you've heard of the microbiome, the bacteria in the gut. They live in the large intestine. They're not supposed to live in the small intestine, these bacteria. When bacteria proliferate in the small intestine, problems arise. These bacteria secrete chemicals that can leak into the bloodstream and can cause inflammation in the intestine, cause a condition called leaky gut. Fried fats can exacerbate that. Fried fats are also inflammatory for the digestive lining, as well as foods, food components like gluten and lectins that are found in vegetables, that are found in grains as well as in vegetables. All of these can compound to cause the release of molecules like histamine, which we talked about earlier, as well as aldehydes and even bacterial particles, and then you're off to the disease races. What I-26 does, they call it hyperimmune egg, is it kills those bacteria that live in the small intestine in a condition called SIBO, and by killing those bacteria, they can begin the gut can begin to heal itself, and leaky gut and all the symptoms associated with it can begin to resolve. This I-26 is a very high-tech form of egg where they give chickens, they inoculate chickens with various bacteria. The chickens produce antibodies. These antibodies come out of the egg. They make the egg. They turn the egg into powder, and this egg powder is called hyperimmune egg. It's loaded with antibodies that kill the bacteria when you have SIBO. Let me tell you something, George. Every single chronic health challenge, whether it's autoimmune or whether it's dementia or whether it's movement disorders or whether it's cancer or whether it's heart disease, any kind of health challenge should always be backtracked to a leaky gut, and the leaky gut itself should be backtracked to small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO. If you haven't heard about SIBO, you're going to be hearing about it because more and more it's being recognized as the cause of all chronic degenerative diseases, and I-26 is a miracle product for killing those bacteria and helping resolve inflammatory conditions that are related to leaky gut following SIBO.
In addition to your calls, we're taking texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Okay, so Ben, this is from Robert in Dallas, Texas. It's a three-parter. He wants to know if there are any supplements for degenerative disc disease. He wants to know about bone demineralization. And then he wants to know if he thinks he has hyperkyphosis.
Hyperkyphosis?
Correct.
Never heard of that.
I never heard of that either.
Okay. I know I'm pronouncing it right because I made him tell me.
Hyperkyphosis?
Kyphosis.
Like K-Y-F-O-S-I-S?
Yes.
I don't know what hyperkyphosis is, so I can't talk to that. But okay. I can tell you that joint disease involves deterioration of the cartilage, and the cartilage is part of the connective tissue, and that fall and demineralization as well follow acidity in the blood. Acidity is a sign of toxicity and cell death. So what you need to do is you need to start alkalinizing the blood. And there's several ways to do that. For one thing, you want to avoid sugar and other toxins and this whole leaky gut thing that we talked about. And that means patching the intestine up by using the I-26, using your nightly essence, using your daily digest. And I don't know if you've, if Doc has talked about that Dr. Arias' liver cleanse. There's a, Youngevity has a wonderful liver cleanse product. All of these are in the interest of detoxification that will reduce blood acidity. One of the fastest ways to reduce blood acidity, by the way, is simple deep breathing. Oxygenation of the blood is the most important way to alkalinize, to create an alkaline environment, and that will also help. And then, of course, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for all bone and joint issues, including demineralization, as well as arthritis, and as well as joint disease, and any kind of connective tissue issues. You know, the most important part of the body is the connective tissue in the sense that it's the connective tissue that feeds all of the cells. As we age, the single most important biochemical pathology breakdown in the body is connective tissue deterioration and all of the misery that's associated with aging, the joint pain, the arthritis, the wrinkles, the heart disease, the prolapses and the hernias. All of these are related to deterioration of the connective tissue. And this is where the healthy bone and joint pack comes in, as well as bone broth. And, of course, hyaluronic acid. You know, everybody talks about Dr. Wallach as being the mineral doctor, which he is. But before he was the mineral doctor, he was the connective tissue doctor. And one of his most important formulations and products is called the pig pack. And the pig pack is cartilage that you ingest that helps you build your cartilage, cartilage being the quintessential example of connective tissue. So I'd be getting on the healthy bone and joint pack, working on toxicity at the level of the intestine, making sure he's practicing slow, deep breathing techniques, and a little bit of exercise is also important for helping regenerate connect and build connective tissue.
And hyperkyphosis has to do with the spine.
Ah, okay. I had not heard of that term. Is that spinal degeneration?
It's a curvature issue.
Curvature issue. Same idea. That would be a demineralization issue, and it's the same idea. So what you want to do is, like I say, reduce the toxicity associated that's getting into the bloodstream through the intestine and start building the connective tissue with the healthy bone and joint pack, and then alkalinization using oxygenation techniques.
Let's go to Susan in Roseville. Welcome to the program. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling actually for my mother.
Okay.
She had a stroke about a year and a half ago, and it left her with pain in her shoulders and her hip or leg, right kind of near the groin area, and it comes and it goes. And I read somewhere that 50% of stroke victims get spasticity. And is there anything that can be done for her?
Oh, heck.
The doctors aren't offering anything.
Heck yes. There's lots you can do. First of all, you want to get her as soon as you can on the healthy brain and heart pack. As soon as you can. All cardiovascular health issues, the healthy brain and heart pack. Secondly, you want to start, you want to relax the muscles. When she's experienced the spasticity, that's a sign of hypercontraction. You want to have relaxation strategies. Warm water, warm baths, massages can help. Also, slow, deep breathing, oxygenation techniques. Strokes are actually caused by a lack of oxygen to the brain. So making sure that she's oxygenating. And I would also be watching out for foods that exacerbate the spasticity. There are certain foods that will be pro-inflammatory, and they will make the spasticity worse. Along the same lines, you're going to be eliminating those foods, and along the same lines, you want to use some digestive support so it wouldn't hurt her to get on the ultimate enzymes, which are not only important for digestion when you take them with food, but they also have wonderful anti-inflammatory properties. I don't know if you know that, George. Yangevity's ultimate enzymes, which are digestive enzymes, when you take them on an empty stomach, they have wonderful anti-inflammatory properties and blood cleaning properties. And as we've talked about many times, one of the major causes of health challenges, including strokes and cardiovascular health issues in general, is dirty, clotted blood. This dirty, clotted blood develops its stickiness and hypercoagulation from toxicity that's getting in through a leaky gut, as we talked about earlier. So working on digestive support is also going to be important, but using the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach can have a wonderful blood cleaning effect and can improve oxygenation to the brain as well as to the tissues.
Susan, if you missed anything that pharmacist Ben just mentioned, take this number down because there are people there who just took notes on everything he said. Let me get off this number. 1-855-949-7234. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned Rebecca earlier, and she is just a wonderful asset, Rebecca Kozak. She does a show with Doc every day at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time called Daily with Doc. And you can get on a Zoom call, and you can actually talk to Doc. You can talk to Rebecca. I do the call every Friday, Pharmacist Fridays. And it's a great way to interact with Doc and to interact with the Yangevity folks and to see what Yangevity really is about. So for folks who can't get through tonight or when Doc is on, if you get on the Daily with Doc program, every day, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Doc does it 4 days a week, and I do it on Fridays. You can interact with myself and with Doc, as well as with Rebecca, who does a yeoman's job. She's just a wonderful asset to Yangevity. And you can also get to ask us all questions. And you can see what the longevity community is all about. And by the way, we're always looking for business builders. Anybody who feels that they love health, they love nutrition, we'll teach you about health. We'll teach you about nutrition. We'll teach you about supplementation, and you can help other people. You can help yourselves, your friends, your families, your loved ones, and you can make some money at the same time.
All right, we're going to come back and take another final hour calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com.